5. Quick Divrei Torah on the Parsha with Rabbi Gil, student of TorahMusings.com. Chayisara Tavshin Pei Beis. Number 1, why did she die? The Parsha begins with a redundant pasuk, Vayu Chayisara, and these were the years of Sarah's life, Mea Shana Vesrim Shana Vesheva Shanim, 127 years, Shnei Chayisara. These were the years of Sarah's life. Why does the pasuk begin, Vayu Chayisara? These were the years of Sarah's life, and then end, Shnei Chayisara. These were the years of Sarah's life. It's redundant. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in his Emes LeYaakov Al HaTorah, explains based on Rashi's connection of the end of the previous Parsha with this Parsha. The end of the previous Parsha was talking about Akedas Yitzchak, and then we hear that Sarah died. So Rashi says that Sarah heard the news of Akedas Yitzchak, of what Avram tried to do to Yitzchak, and that news, after hearing that news, she died. So you might have thought, says Rabbi Yaakov, you might have thought that Sarah died because of what Avram Avinu did. And that's why the pasuk here comes to tell us, no, Shnei Chayei Sarah, these were the years that were supposed to be for her life. Those were the years that were allocated for her life. Shnei, that's Chayei Sarah, 127 years. Ah, yes, yeah, she died because of those news, but she would have died that year anyway. That was just the proximate cause. But the actual cause was that the time of her time in this world had come to an end. And that's why the pasuk says twice, Vayu Chayei Sarah, and then Shnei Chayei Sarah.
Number 2, what we really want. When Avram tells Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzhak, Eliezer replies that maybe the woman won't want to come to marry Yitzhak. What do I do then? In Breishis Chavdalid Lamates, Ulai lo silecho isha acharai. Maybe the woman won't come after me. And Rashi there explains that Eliezer did not want the woman to come. Eliezer had a daughter. He wanted his daughter to marry Yitzhak, not some other woman. And that you can see that in the word ulai. So the Vilna Gaon in his Kol Eliyahu explains that there are two words that mean approximately the same thing, pen and ulai. However, they both mean maybe, but they have different connotations. Pen means lest, maybe it won't happen. Ulai means you want it to happen. So since Eliezer said ulai lo selecho isha acharai, maybe the woman won't come after me with ulai, means he really wanted to happen. And the editor, to Kol Eliyahu on the bottom, he asked Akasha from later from Parshas Toldos, when Rivka tells Yaakov to pretend to be Esav to get the bracha from Yitzhak, the pasuk says in Breishis Chav Zayin Yud Beis, Ulai Yimusheni Avi. Yaakov says, maybe my father will touch me, and he'll see that I don't have hairy arms like Esav. He uses the word ulai, but he didn't want to be found out. If Yaakov touched him and found out, the whole thing would have been up, and he wouldn't have gotten the bracha. So that seems to be a question on the Vilna Gaon's explanation of ulai. So the Haksav veHakabbalah explains that really Yaakov did want to be touched. And ulai is correct. He wanted to be touched by Yitzhak, because when someone gives a bracha and they touch you, the bracha somehow is transferred even more stronger. And that's why we see with Moshe and Yoshua, that Moshe touched Yoshua when he passed on the leadership to Yoshua. Similarly, Yaakov wanted to be touched by Yitzhak to get the bracha, but then he was worried about being figured out, and Rivka found a solution to that. And therefore we see also here, ulai does mean that he wanted to happen. Eliezer wanted that there shouldn't be another woman to come, and so his daughter could marry Yitzhak, but that wasn't meant to be, and Rivka ended up being Yitzhak's wife.
Number 3, good news. When Eliezer hears from Lavan and Besuel that they agree that Rivka should marry Yitzhak, the pasuk says in Bereshis, Chavdala Nun Beis, that Vaishtachu Arsa Lashem, that Eliezer bowed down, and Rashi quotes a Midrash that says, from here you see that you make a bracha, you say a blessing when you hear good news, Besorah Tova. The Netziv points out that in the Torah, whenever it says you bow down, it means you bow down with a bracha. But the commentators ask the question, why do they say it here? Earlier, in Pasuk Chavav, after Rivka fulfilled all the conditions for Eliezer, it says that Eliezer bowed down. And why don't they learn from there that you say make a bracha on good news? Why do they wait until Pasuk Nun Beis to say that? Rav Yitzchak Saratskin, in his Rinas Yitzchak Al HaTorah, explains that there are two types of brachos in this context. One is a bracha on thanking Hashem when you hear good news. The other is a bracha on Gevuras Hashem, of the greatness of Hashem. Earlier in Pasuk Chavav, when Eliezer saw that Rivka fulfilled all the conditions with the water and the camels and the family, he was overwhelmed by how everything had come true. Everything had happened exactly as he had wanted to. So he was overwhelmed with the Gevuras Hashem, with the greatness of Hashem. And he bowed down and made a bracha on Gevuras Hashem. However, he didn't hear good news yet. Rivka had not yet agreed to marry Yitzhak.
So something still could have gone wrong. It was only later in Pasuk Nun Beis, when they agreed to the Shidduch, that Rivka should marry Yitzchak, that's when Eliezer actually heard the good news, and therefore he bowed down and made a bracha at that point, and we learn from there that you make a bracha on Besara Tova. Number 4, free will and marriage. After Eliezer tells his whole story to Lavan and Bethuel and asks for permission for Rivka to marry Yitzchak, Lavan and Bethuel answer him in Bereshis Chav Daled Nun, Mi Hashem Yasa HaDavar. This clearly comes from Hashem, Lo Nuchal Daber Elecha Rav Tov. We can't tell you whether it's bad or good, which is strange. They should have said it's good. It comes from Hashem. It's good. Why do they say we can't tell you whether it's bad or good? The Divri Shol explains based on a concept explained by the Akedas Yitzchak, that you can only describe something as bad or good if you have free will. You could choose to do either one or the other, then it's the choice can either be bad or good. But if it's decreed and you're compelled to go in one direction, it's either bad or good, it just is. And so too, this marriage, Lavan and Bethuel are saying, it's not bad or good, it just is. The Divrei Shaul adds, from the Rambam in Shmoneh Prakim, in the eighth chapter of Shmoneh Prakim, the Rambam says that anything that is a mitzvah, you must have free will to do it. You cannot be compelled from heaven to do anything because it's a mitzvah and you have free will. So then the question comes, what about marriage? It's decreed. The Gemara Sota, Dav Beis, Amud Aleph, says a bas kol, a divine voice comes out and says, this woman, the daughter of so-and-so, is going to marry so-and-so. So how do we explain that? So the Divrei Shol distinguishes between a man and a woman. A man is obligated in the mitzvah of period of Verivia to have children and therefore is obligated to get married. A woman, though, is exempt from the mitzvah of period of Verivia of having children, and therefore, says the Divrei Shol, he assumes she's also exempt from getting married. And since it's not an obligation on a woman to get married, therefore it can be decreed from above who she's going to marry. And therefore, Lavan and Bethuel, who are speaking from the perspective of Rivka, the woman, they can say, Mi Hashem Yasa HaDavar, it's divinely decreed that she will marry Yitzchak, and they can't say whether it's bad or good, it just is. Number 5, miracles are not enough. When Eliezer brought Rivka back to Yitzchak, then Eliezer told Yitzchak the whole story. Vaisaper Ebed Yitzchak is called a Dvarim Asher Asad. It's in Bereshis Chav Daled Samach Vav. Rashi says that that Eliezer told Yitzchak all the miracles, all the direct involvement that Hashem had, the Hashgacha Pratis, for Eliezer to find Rivka. So Eliezer told him the whole story. Then Vayivieha Yitzchak Oila Sarah Imo. Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of Sarah, his mother. Rashi quotes Unklus, who says that Yitzchak took a look at her and saw that she was righteous. She was worthy of Sarah, his mother. So the Brisker Rav, quoted in the Pinyin Mishulchan Gavoa, asks, why weren't the miracles enough? Why did Yitzchak then have to check her out and make sure that she was a tzaddikus, that she was righteous? So explains the Brisker Rav that just because someone can do mofsim, just because they seem to do miracles or great things, wonderful things, supernatural things that they can do or happen to them, doesn't mean that they're righteous. You can't, just because you hear about mofsim, doesn't mean you could assume the person is righteous. However, if it's the other way around, you know that they're great and righteous, and you hear mofsim happen to them, or they do mofsim, so that you can believe. So that's why Yitzchak, when he heard about all the mofsim, the incredible things, and how Eliezer found Rivka through Hashgacha Pratis, that wasn't enough for him to know that Rivka was an appropriate mate. Then he had to look at her and see and realize that she was, in fact, a tzaddikus and someone that he was supposed to marry.